Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, I'm Monica Reinagle, and you're listening to the Nutrition Diva podcast. Welcome. Nutrition Diva listener Courtney writes, "So many foods include artificial colors like yellow 5 lake, red 40 lake, blue 1, and so on. And I've heard from several people that artificial red dyes are the worst. What makes them the worst? And are they really bad for you?" You know, Courtney's right. If you start reading ingredient lists, you might be surprised to see how many foods have added colorings. And I'm not just talking about rainbow-colored cereals or other garishly tinted items. I'm talking about things like yogurt, cheese, gravy, and crackers, foods that don't look colored at all. For example, a blue dye might be added to make white frosting look whiter. You might also have wondered about the names of these ingredients. They're a little odd. The synthetic dyes approved by the FDA for use in foods are identified by number, as in yellow number 5 or blue number 1. And then that word lake indicates that the straight dye has been mixed with a mineral salt so that it's insoluble in water. So the straight dyes are generally used in drinks and other liquid products, and the lake colors are used in baking and other solid foods. But why? Why are we adding so much color to our food? You know, we may think that we don't want anything unnatural in our food, but studies of consumer preference repeatedly show that foods that are enhanced with synthetic coloring are more appealing than foods made without coloring, or even those made with natural colorants. The color actually affects how we perceive the taste. So macaroni and cheese made with yellow dye tastes creamier and cheesier than the all-natural brands with no color added or colored with turmeric or something. Synthetic colors tend to be a lot more stable, and ironically, they are better at making food look the way we think it should look. And all of the colorings approved by the FDA for use in food manufacturing have been thoroughly evaluated for safety. Nonetheless, artificial food dyes have a bad reputation. In particular, there are persistent concerns that they may cause or exacerbate hyperactivity or ADHD in kids. The idea that food colorings might be linked to hyperactivity in kids dates back to the 1970s, when a pediatrician named Ben Feingold proposed a diet that eliminated all artificial colorings and preservatives as a treatment for hyperactivity. And he claimed that the protocol was highly effective in reducing symptoms. Now, other experts have questioned his results, claiming that when kids didn't do well on the diet, he simply excluded those cases from his data. Nonetheless, Dr. Feingold's hypothesis spurred a lot of others to research this question. It turns out that this is a really tricky subject to study. Measuring the level of hyperactivity in a child is essentially a subjective judgment, and it turns out that the results depend a lot on who is doing the rating. For example, it seems that parents are more likely to rate their children's behavior as hyperactive than their teachers or clinicians are. And not surprisingly, their expectations also color their judgments. So when parents think their kids have been given food additives, they tend to perceive an increase in hyperactive behavior, whether or not the kids actually did ingest them. You know, I once heard an interview with a mom who claimed that she could actually tell which artificial colors her child had eaten based on his behavior. Red dye made him aggressive and hostile, she said. Blue, on the other hand, made him weepy and sad. But notice that the associations that she observed line up exactly with common idioms. When people are angry, we often say they are seeing red. And when we're depressed, we say we're feeling blue. It's a pretty striking coincidence. Even if you only look at double-blind, placebo-controlled studies, the so-called gold standard of research design, the results are inconsistent, to say the least. Some studies have found that food colorings seem to increase hyperactive behavior. Many others found no relationship, and a couple even found that food coloring seemed to decrease hyperactive behavior. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. And for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
There's been a long-standing debate about whether synthetic food dyes belong in the food supply. 10 years ago, in response to a petition from the Center for Science and the Public Interest, an FDA committee held hearings to decide whether to recommend changing the rules for these ingredients. And at that time, the committee concluded that there just was not enough evidence to warrant banning these ingredients or even to include a warning on foods that contain them. More recently, in 2018, the state of California commissioned a new review of the evidence on the potential neurobehavioral effects of synthetic food dyes in children from California's Environmental Protection Agency. And this report included the evidence reviewed by the FDA in 2011, along with some newer studies. The researchers point out that inherited factors may put individual children at risk for ADHD, but at least some of the risk in susceptible children is likely the result of these inherited factors interacting with exposures to substances in the environment, including foods. And the researchers also acknowledge that some studies found no clear association and that it appears that children vary greatly in their sensitivity to these additives. But in the end, they found convincing evidence that synthetic food dyes may be associated with inattentiveness, hyperactivity, and restlessness in sensitive children. As for Courtney's question about whether red food dye is any worse than the others, it's a little hard to say. Most of the studies used a cocktail containing several different food dyes. So even when they did detect a link, there's no way to know which of the several chemicals might have been responsible. But I'm not aware of any evidence that red dye is any worse than any of the others. But here are four things that I think parents need to know about food dyes and hyperactivity. Number one, food dyes are not a problem for most kids. Some kids, however, appear to be especially sensitive to these additives. For these children, avoiding foods with artificial colorings may be helpful. And if you're trying to avoid synthetic dyes, keep in mind that they're very often used in children's medications as well, like cough syrups and pain relievers. Number two, eliminating food dyes may not completely solve the problem. ADHD usually has many contributing factors. So if your child is sensitive to food dyes, avoiding them may help, but will probably only be one part of the solution. Number three, a healthy diet is going to be low in food dyes anyway. The primary sources of food dyes are brightly colored candy, breakfast cereals, sweetened beverages, and other processed foods. Even if the FDA did require manufacturers to take the artificial colorings out of these foods, you still wouldn't want your kids eating that stuff in large quantities. The easiest way to minimize your child's exposure to synthetic dyes is really just to limit his consumption of these types of foods. That's also going to improve the nutritional quality of your child's diet, and I think that's also likely to have a positive impact on learning, mood, and behavior. And finally, don't sweat the small stuff. Eliminating every trace of artificial coloring from your child's diet would be a very tough job. But fortunately, this isn't like a peanut allergy where the smallest particle of peanut could bring on a life-threatening reaction. In some of these studies, for example, the amount of food dye that was linked to any kind of behavior change was the equivalent of an 8-year-old eating half a pound of candy in a single setting. The same behavior changes were not seen in lower amounts. So here's the bottom line. Food dyes may be related to behavior changes in some kids. But when looking at population-wide effects, the connections just don't seem strong enough to spur governmental action, which leaves it up to parents who suspect that their kids may be sensitive to take evasive action. You'll find a transcript of today's show along with links to the research and some related episodes on our website at quickanddirtytips.com. And you can also search the entire archives of 650 Nutrition Diva episodes for answers to your other nutrition questions. And if you've got a question I haven't yet answered, email it to me at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com. I'd also like to invite you to check out my other podcast with Brock Armstrong. It's called The Change Academy, and we talk all about the art and science of behavior change. Nutrition Diva is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Nathan Semmes with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our departing operations and editorial manager is Michelle Margulis, and we wish her all the best in her next adventures. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin, and our intern is Jake Johnson. Thanks so much for listening. I'll be back next week. In the meantime, remember to eat something good for me.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.